Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website as well. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Game of the Year was what we started the show with tonight. And if we get a chance, we'll come back around to it, Johnny Ray, because we were talking about your favorite game of the year, Hearthstone, which you were playing during one of the breaks earlier. And we'll continue that discussion here. Also, we're just kind of talking about gaming in general and more of the larger themes that may or may not be present. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We have Joe. He's in Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Yes, how are you doing, Ian?
Welcome, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little about ongoing court case that I've been experiencing in Massachusetts.
I'm sorry to hear that. Go for it.
Yeah, basically, I've had charges pressed against me since 2011. In the whole process, you know, was there bail? No, there was not. The bail was zero. It was a Judge O'Shea out of the Attleboro District Courthouse. And it's so messed up because I've had two trial dates canceled on the day of the trial.
Hmm.
And this has to do
That's
with...
That's frustrating. What is it? What are the charges?
I don't even remember now, honestly, because I do know what they are. It's when you touch a police officer, what happens?
Assault on a police officer charge?
There we go. And okay. There's another one, and there's a lot to do with it. My case.
So are they two assault on police officer charges, or is it the other charge something
else? Assault on a police officer. It had to do with I don't like to admit this, you know, I have like post-traumatic stress and stuff. So it had to do with they were sectioning me and what happened. And I don't want to go.
They were so sorry about that. But this is a national radio show. Unfortunately, you can't say the F word. And that means we have to get rid of your call when that happens. So sorry about that. I would have been interested in hearing the rest of the story. It sounded like the section was like one of those laws that they have that allows people to be just taken and put in a mental facility for usually up to 72 hours for observation. I think that's where he was going.
Okay, sure.
And then I guess
tied him to a bed.
Yeah, in that process, he maybe hit a cop or touched a cop or something like that. I don't know where he was going to go. Maybe you can call another night and tell us then. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yes, please do not say the S word or the F word on the air, and then we can talk to you. Dave, you're on the air on Free Talk Live in New York.
Hi, guys. How you doing? And Happy New Year.
Dave, go ahead with your thoughts. Happy New Year. Go ahead.
All right. Have you guys ever heard about HVN.com? It's like an online newspaper where people where you read about like public. It's just basically like an online newspaper. There have been some bomb threats that have been going on here in the Hudson Valley. Just recently, back in November, there was a bomb threat at a local Walmart over in Kingston. And then just recently this month, I guess maybe towards the beginning, middle of December, there was another one down over at a local Hannaford's. And I have no idea where I have no idea. I've been reading about it all over at HVNN.com.
So this is Hudson Valley News Network. You live in the Hudson Valley of New York. So you're saying bomb threats. What about it?
I've been reading about it. It's just I don't know who's been doing it. And then just recently there was a evacuation at a local movie theater here in Poughkeepsie at the Regal Cinemas. I guess like a big fire was going on or whatever something. What is going on with the world today? I mean, like, first we have bomb threats, then we have like, you know, all of these like alarms like going off in movie theaters, and now when I just looked on HBO.com, some woman jumped to her death. What is going on?
Well, Dave, I don't think that this is... I don't think this is anything unusual. I mean, is this your first time paying attention to the news?
I think that we're living in... in different times. I think that this situation with the police and the rising sentiment, anti-police sentiment, is a new thing. It's something I've never seen before.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to do with bomb threats, right? What kind of places are receiving the bomb threats? You say they're movie theaters or other places?
Yeah, there was a place at Walmart over in Kingston.
Walmart, okay.
Back in November. And then there was one over at Hannaford's. It's a shopping center where
a lot of times
grocery shopping.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times bomb threats are just pranksters. They just want to see a store get emptied out, just to mess with people, teenagers or whatever. Frequently, mostly they'll call in bomb threats on their own school just to get out of school for the day, that kind of thing. But, you know, it seems like what you're experiencing is just news. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on. People do crazy, dumb, outrageous things, and that's what the news sort of feeds on.
Is the world coming to an end or something? I mean, what's going on here?
No.
I mean, and then just recently, a woman jumped to her death like an hour ago over on some bridge. I read on each.
Suicide happens, man. That's just how it is.
That's a sad fact of life.
It seems like you're new to the news. I mean, if you read the news on a regular basis, which I don't think you should do, personally, because there's all kinds of bad news out there, and you'll get this, I think, negative perspective about the world, like I'm hearing you express, that I think is dangerous, because the world is full of good people. The world is full of positive experiences. Almost all of our days, you know, are usually decent. You get through it. You eat. You enjoy yourself. You meet with, talk to people or whatever. There's a lot of really positive stuff that goes on in our lives, but it's easy to focus on the tragedies of the world and think that, oh, it's all going to hell. Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. I think it's important to stay positive.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, you're not going to get a positive news story leading the news at 11 o'clock tonight or whenever it is the news comes on. The top of the hour news on your local radio station isn't going to be about somebody, having their 50th wedding anniversary. That's common. It's not news. It happens often. The definition of news is, as I understand it, is something that's unusual, something that happens not so often, so therefore it is newsworthy, therefore it is worth spending some time on, sending a reporter out to the scene and, talking about it. Is it relevant to your life? No, not really. The woman who committed suicide, for instance, tragedy. If you knew her, it's probably relevant to your life because, if she was a coworker, there's probably somebody who's going to have to pick up that ball at work. If she was a family member, it's probably really hurtful and hard to, to go through something like that where somebody takes their life. There's always the big question of why did they do it? Maybe they left a note. Maybe they didn't. But for most people, thankfully, we're relatively well-adjusted as far as things go. Most people aren't considering suicide. At least they're not talking about it. If they are talking about it, then some sort of intervention should probably happen. But the world's mostly good, in my opinion.
I don't know if it was last year or this year, and details are sketchy with me, but Facebook did some experimenting using their users as guinea pigs, giving people lots of not bad information, like dishonest, but giving people unhappy stories.
Okay.
And seeing if that affected their behavior, and they found that it did.
So if they saw unhappy stuff in their news feed, they would be more likely to post something. Is that how they figured out what their behavior was? It was like what they posted?
I can't remember. I'm just describing the whole thing in broad strokes.
I'm guessing, right? Because, how would you know how someone's feeling unless you analyze the contents of what it is that they express on Facebook?
Right. And I have to imagine that the mainstream media has that effect on the population of America, if you will. Although people are getting their news and information from a much more varied sources these days than it was when I was growing up.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably a little bit more positive to get it from a place like Comedy Central, even though that's not always accurate. Of course, we also know the mainstream media is not accurate either in the way they necessarily portray things. But I think it's important to not get caught up.
My parents are scared witless of the Mexican menace.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
These are just people that want to make a better life for themselves.
I think it's sad because personally, I'm unfairly biased against Americans. I feel like the American welfare system has created a lot of lazy people, and I think of Mexicans as hardworking.
In my experience, that's been the case. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just playing too much video games, Johnny Ray.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more here. Game of the year, if you've got one, you can share that. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to bring up anything you want, or sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Ian with you in the studio.
And Johnny Ray.
And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. You may Skype into the show, as a few people have availed themselves of that option tonight. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. There you can sign up for their free daily dispatch. Again, that's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss, let's talk first to Marshall, listening in Indiana, Michigan City, to WIMS. Hey, Marshall.
Hello there. How are you guys doing?
Welcome, great. Sir. Doing great. Go ahead.
Okay, this anti-police sentiment that's popped up here recently, I think the whole thing has kind of been caused by a small percentage of police officers. My life experience, I did 20 years in the military, has kind of taught me that in the military there was a small number of people that caused a large part of the problems, and it's probably the same way I would assume with the police because it's a paramilitary type organization. I'm sure that the majority of the police aren't walking around or driving around looking for someone to shoot.
Oh, that's pretty clear that they're not doing that, but that doesn't mean that there aren't problems with the majority of the police. For instance, the majority of the police, part of their job description is to aggress and use the threat of violence or actual violence against peaceful people, and that's not okay. And the more they ruin peaceful people's lives, like, say, for instance, arresting somebody for having a plant in their pocket or a chemical, somebody under the age of 21 for having a possession of a beer, you know, these are the things that are ruining the police's reputation with people and causing them to be seen as a dangerous force that is out to destroy people.
Right. Well, I guess I kind of see your point, but the police are only enforcing the laws that have been passed either by the legislature or by us. So
I've never passed the law personally. That's usually the legislature.
We influence the law by our morals, our ethics, whatever we as a society think should be the law.
No, you don't. You really don't influence the law at all unless you actually have a ballot procedure process. I mean, otherwise it's just completely up to politicians. But that's a cop-out excuse that you know is frequently used to justify the violence of the police, and it's not okay. You're still a human being. Just because some law is passed that, you know, says you need to put somebody in a prison cell because they had a plant in their pocket doesn't mean that you have to go ahead and enforce it. In fact, police have discretion, and they can use their discretion, but they choose not to in a lot of cases.
You're correct about that, about the use of discretion. Now, I'm not going to argue with you about that. The police back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s, they would pull you over if you were drunk. Sometimes they would throw you in the back seat of their car and bring you home.
Right. Now, that's customer service.
Well, technically. I mean, I do see your point. They have become more aggressive over the years. I'm not going to argue that. But what I'm saying is let's not throw all of them into the same. Let's not paint them all with the same brush. I don't think.
Well, what I think is a fair thing to say is that for all the supposed good cops out there, you don't see them arresting the bad cops. You know, a lot of people who support the police like to act like, oh, it's just a few bad apples. But I see the bad apples all over the damn place, and none of the supposed good apples are doing anything about it for the most part.
Marshall, the brush that I paint them all with is the fact that all of them are paid. All of them get their daily bread by stealing from their neighbors. And a thief is always a thief, and it's never okay to steal. And I consider them thieves because they don't have the consent of the people who are paying for their dinner. They don't have the consent of the people whose backs they're riding on. And I think a lot of people join the police for good and noble reasons, but no decent person would stay a cop after. No decent person can be a cop for a couple of years. No decent person can be a cop after they realize what their job is.
I won't go that far, Johnny Ray. I won't agree with you that far and say that they aren't decent people, but I would say that what they're doing is wrong, and that a lot of what they do is wrong. And there's some stuff that they do is that's right. Like, you know, if they go after somebody who's actually a violent person, who's actually causing harm to other human beings, fine. I'm totally fine with that. But a lot of their day is filled with issuing citations and arresting peaceful people, and that's just not okay.
What you're saying is you feel like they should be protecting and serving, sort of like what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, right? Instead of protecting and serving the politicians or protecting and serving themselves, and what we end up with is this gang mentality, this us versus them mentality, which is very prevalent, by the way. For instance, they have the thin blue line. Are you familiar with that, Marshall?
No, I'm not, sir. No, I'm not.
So, if you look it up online, you'll find a picture of it. It's very simple. It's a black background with a thin blue line running horizontally across it. And once you've seen that icon, you'll start to see it in real life. You'll see it on the backs of cars, for instance, which are usually driven by police or family members of police. And ultimately, the thin blue line is their gang symbol. It's something that identifies them to one another. Of course, they get mad if somebody puts a thin blue line sticker on their car and they're not actually a cop. And it's sort of lost its luster because some people have figured it out and have tried to use it to get out of jail free, so to speak. But there's this mentality among the police that it's us versus them, that, you know, that they know they are ruling over us, and they look down their noses at the little people. And, you know, if you cross that line and you take the side of the little people, then you're an enemy to the police at that point. And the police, you know, will close in on that individual. There's great examples of this. Very few examples of good cops, like the one cop in Miami who made headlines because she arrested another cop. She's a state trooper. She arrested a city cop for speeding like 120 something miles an hour down the interstate. She got that guy. And then after that, a bunch of cops started to harass her. They started to, you know, skulk about out in front of her house in their cruisers, you know, at random points, trying to intimidate her. They ran checks in the criminal system on her name, and you can look, apparently you can look that up and you can see how many times your name has been checked. So they were in, you know, researching her and trying to intimidate her, and there were some other things that went on. And there's other stories like that of a cop trying to do the right thing and go after the corruption. And it turns out that, well, as we've talked to other cops in the past on this show, they'll tell you that the corruption is rampant, that it's not just a few bad apples, that it's all over the place and that it rises through the ranks because there's no way that you can check the corruption. You can't not pay for the police, because if you don't pay for their services, then they'll come after you.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll continue to listen. It's been a very interesting.
Thanks.
I like
that. Thank you for the call tonight, Marshall. I do appreciate hearing from you, and that was an uncomfortable laugh if I've ever heard one, because there's a lot of truth there. It is they act like a criminal gang. And thanks again, Marshall. They act like a criminal gang. And that's not what I want. You know, I want them to do the right thing and go after real criminals who are hurting other people. But today they spent 4 hours prosecuting my friend James Cleveland for recording video of them. They're trying to put him in jail for 2 years.
They're not accountable because you pay or else.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Ian, me Johnny Ray.
Ian Junior, what were you going to say there, Johnny?
No, I think I was saying and me and, or and me Ian. I don't know.
It's good to have you here, Johnny Ray, and we can come back to the Game of the Year topic here if we get the chance, but folks are calling in about anything they darn well please, which is what we like here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com and join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the 101 Reasons Film. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com to check out this, well, relatively new. I would say I think we can still call it brand new. It came out about a month ago. Produced by Free State Project Early Movers. People who love the ideas of liberty, who've made the move here to New Hampshire as early movers, like you and I, Johnny Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually one of the co-producers of the film. I'm honored to be a part of it. It really turned out better than I expected. I mean, I knew it was going to be good, but it was great. And it's an hour-long documentary production that focuses on some of the reasons why New Hampshire is the destination for people who love and understand and appreciate and want to expand the ideas of liberty. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check it out. The website had some difficulties as of recently. And I don't know if it's back up to its full status yet. No, it's not. It's not at its full status, but that will take you straight to the YouTube version of the movie. It's free to watch. Go check it out. Share it. 101ReasonsFilm.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Michael. He's in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, my name is Michael Freeman.
Hi, Michael.
How are you guys doing tonight? I hope all is well. Happy holidays.
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to start by saying I became a amplifier today. Only so
oh, wow, thanks.
Know. I'm just a poor activist. I do what I can. Yeah, I really appreciate your guys' show, and I've been listening usually Wednesdays and Mondays, but most days. So.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the Free Talk Live AMP program is a way for our listeners to support the show directly for $5 a month and get some perks, you know, get some bennies out of it. But the main reason is to help us get this show on more stations and, you know, get into more internet connections so more people can hear these ideas of freedom that we generally talk about, but sometimes we talk about other stuff. Go ahead, Michael, with your thoughts.
Sure. I appreciate it today, as a matter of fact. I think Rich Paul was the one who added me, but you accepted me into the Keniacs secret group, whatever it's called.
It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, I do that. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And you know, I signed the pledge like a year and a half ago, and mm-hmm. I'm starting to much more strongly consider coming to New Hampshire, in particular Keene. And
oh,
I wanted
great.
To just ask, Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I've been talking about this for a few years now.
Okay.
My girlfriend's about to finish up nursing school, and yeah, it's looking like it's probably going to happen.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited for it. But I have a few questions about some stuff. You know, I know you're one of the, I would say, core members of the FSP as far as I'm concerned, and I signed the pledge like a year and a half ago. But I have an issue, like I'm in Rhode Island, I'm mm-hmm. 5 hours away, right? So I can't exactly come up there and try to find like a $700 apartment or whatever, or a job, you know, I'm not able to be there and start handing out applications or applying for housing, whatever
yeah.
it is. And I know that the FSP offers some things. I know that there are some groups on Facebook who will help you do that in New Hampshire.
That's right.
Is there any in particular Keene organization that could help with stuff like that? I mean, I know there's Free Keene. I know there's the Shire Society. But, you know, I'm looking for a very particular location.
Yeah, I would say that so you mentioned that there are some Facebook groups out there, and the Free State Project also has a forum on their website at freestateproject.org. There's like a Free State Project housing group on Facebook where people will post, you know, availabilities of rooms or whole houses to rent or purchase and things like that. And so there's some of those things. If you're connected, as you are, with the Keniacs group, which generally is open to people who've come to visit Keene or, you know, are intending to move here and they know somebody here. That's also a place where sometimes stuff will get posted, or you can post a request and some people will get back to you. Usually the way it works up here is, you know, there are some people who will actually rent a house and then they'll open up to rent the rooms of that house to Free State Project participants who are sort of coming in. And that's a way to get a room fairly cheap, you know, on the cheap compared to what you would normally pay from the average landlord. So the more you kind of connect with the community here in advance, and I mean all across New Hampshire or one area or whatever, because there's different groups for different areas as well. So Manchester or the Seacoast, etc. And so the more you can connect with people up here in advance, the more likely you're going to see those offerings when, you know, they're put out there. And of course, you know, there's always the regular methods of Craigslist or whatever other ways people go about finding things like jobs and housing. I would say housing probably easier to hook up from a remote distance than jobs. But some people manage to find work here before they make the move, and you're not too far away to where it's impossible to come visit New Hampshire. But obviously one of the best things you can do is save up some money before you make the move up here in case you, you know, if you're in a situation where you know you're going to have your boots on the ground in order to be able to actually find work, then, you know, having some savings that you can kind of tap into for a little while you do that is always a good idea. It seems to me, though, that the people who come here who are really eager to work tend to find a job within, like, the first week or two. Now, you know, there's obviously the kind of person who will show up and claim they're looking for work, but they're really not. And then they're just, you know, bitching to people about it. So those people have come here, too, and they tend to go away over time. So I think the more you can kind of put in advance, the better off you're going to be. Johnny Ray, what was your experience coming up here? You clean for a living. You're a janitor. Were you able to find work fairly quickly? What happened with you?
It took me about 2 months, as I recall.
Wow, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have savings? Was that what you were kind of living off of?
Yes. Yes, I came up with savings.
Now, well, you were looking for something very specific, right? I mean, was it something where you could have gotten like a burger flipping job relatively quickly, but you wanted to stay in the janitorial field?
it just sounds funny listening to you put it that way. No, I was looking for anything and
really,
because
I know when Derek J came up here, he had a job within a week.
Yeah. Yep, Derek J is a very exuberant, colorful, vibrant young man.
I see,
and I'm a tired old man.
So your mileage may vary, Michael. Hopefully, that was some information to help you out.
Yeah, that helps. I have just one more question, actually, and
sure,
you know, I don't think that Pitbull is a recognized AKC or UKC breed of dog, but a lot of people think that it is, and especially a lot of state municipalities think that it is.
What does that mean, AKC, UKC?
American Kennel Club, United Kennel Club. They're the only two organizations who are able to recognize a breed of dog. So I have an American Staffordshire Terrier who by common sense, is a Pitbull, right? Are there breed selective legislations in New Hampshire?
Meaning, like, banning them?
Banning or certain restrictions based on, you know, housing insurance or...
Not that I know of. I can't say that. I can tell you that as far as legislation, no. But obviously, you know, having pets makes finding housing more difficult because,
sure. I understand.
As pet owners know, there are some landlords who just don't want to deal with tenants with pets. And, you know, no amount of bribing can make them do it.
My point is that there is a different stigma between a pet and a pit bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see where you're coming from. I personally don't know. I haven't had that that experience. I can say for sure, I don't think there's any kind of legislation about it. I know in some places pit bulls have been banned in other parts of the country, but I don't believe anything like that's ever happened in New Hampshire. But that'd be another good question for, like, the Free State Project group on Facebook, somewhere where more than just Ian and Johnny Ray can throw in their two cents.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to start.
I knew a guy in Troy who owned a pit bull. That's all I know.
So it was legal for him to have that then?
I don't know that.
Well, I don't think it's illegal. I can tell you that. There are dog licensing laws in New Hampshire in certain towns, but that's about it. Hey, thanks, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davy Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house. But what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
The knowledge of the ancients, pride and truth.
true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450
free. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free. Even in the remaining moments, we have enough time for you. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live, then you could do what our last caller did and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. Any major credit card will work through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. You get perks. We spread the message of freedom further as a result. It's appreciated when you do that. So if there's something you can do for us in the new year, it would be to share Free Talk Live with your friends via your favorite social bookmarking website, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And if you got $5 a month, send it our way over at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Tommy in Glasgow on Skype. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Hey,
they may take our lives, but they'll never take our Free Talk Live.
That's a good one. Go ahead, Tommy. What do you have to share tonight?
I would just, a very quick call. First of all, I'd like to share my appreciation. You take some flack from some people who were quite rude. Now, you provide a service, and a wonderful service it is. And I've been privileged to listen to even more of it recently with getting a new smartphone. I put it through my wee car stereo, and now I'm out working again. You know, and I've done it on a small basis. in the UK, similar to yourself, running a little internet radio station, and I do it for no money, and I do it, it's a thankless task. I mean, people give you criticism. I mean, it hurts to the core.
It's okay.
I mean,
it comes with the territory. You know, I mean,
yeah, but it's cool. I mean, and it hurts, but it does hurt a bit. Again,
not really. I mean, once it...
No,
once
well, it doesn't. Well, in a way, it does, but then it doesn't. What I'm saying is, you know, if you let it hurt you, some people who are thin-skinned, but
if you let it hurt you, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you said, it's flack. You don't take flack unless you're over the target, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm giving you appreciation and saying thank you for all you've done, because you do a great job, and, you know, a great news story. You know, 19-year-old kid, about 18-year-old, gets himself involved, instead of being a football hooligan or a soccer hooligan, gets involved in the drug scene, and then for the rest of his life, you know, pills, or he took a few ecstasy tablets, and then it led him, instead of being a violent criminal, into a peaceful, loving person. Instead of wanting violence every night and every week, wanting to, you know, be at one with nature and be at one with humanity, and then devotes a life to, you know, wanting justice and seeking the highest human desire, which is the highest human desire, I think, is, you know, compassion for others less fortunate than yourself, and fighting for justice for the little guy, and always keeping on that case. And I was that 19-year-old boy who was just going about doing, you know, well, fighting and having problems with society and being destructive, and just through discovering something, you know, like magic mushrooms or something like that, can alter someone's mind. And so good news stories are out there. People, like a year ago...
Clarify, Tommy, you're telling your story. This is you. You were that 18-year-old who discovered mushrooms or ecstasy? Or...
Yeah.
Hey, well, he was a football hooligan.
Right on, brother. Yeah. I mean, so it changed your life, huh?
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm special because of that. Mm-hmm. This happens all the time.
Sure.
These good news stories out there, and that's a good news. People can turn from being violent people, and do turn from violent people into good people, and then committing their whole lives. And you don't hear these stories, but they are out there. Just because the media doesn't put out there. I'm sorry if I give you my story, but there's people out there.
No, I mean, it's your story, and it's important. And I had a similar experience in my life as well. I think that psychedelic drugs were important in my, personal evolution towards, or rather away from violence and towards the idea of peace. So I can definitely relate to that. And you're right. I mean, it's a personal success story, but those things don't make the news.
And Ian, my understanding is that, that people who've been exposed to the horrors of war and are suffering from PTSD have used ecstasy and MDMA to great effect.
That is correct. I believe even magic mushrooms as well. Tommy, I definitely share that. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, well, listen, I'll maybe try and phone you back tomorrow. When you come on the air, I'll be driving about Glasgow, soliciting my wares. So maybe give you a call when I'm doing live from the streets of Glasgow to give you a feel of
right
Glasgow.
On.
Because that'll be new year. By the time you're on a bit.
Yeah,
this
that's
time,
true. It'll just turn the new year right when we start the show in Glasgow. It'll be the new year tomorrow night. And as a cab driver, Tommy, I imagine it's an interesting night to be picking up fares.
Well, indeed, I'll try and give you a little flavor of that.
Give us your story, the most interesting fare of the night thus far. And thanks for the call, Tommy. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Tommy in Glasgow. He's the real deal. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray, Hearthstone, going back to the beginning of the show, we were talking about games of the year. This is your selection for game of the year, the game you've spent probably the most time with, right?
Yes, and it's for the value. The game is free to play.
Can't beat that.
Right, and it keeps me coming back. I come back, it's got a very large player base. It's coming out of, it's from Blizzard, and it's affiliated with
big company.
The giant World of Warcraft game. This is a card game that's based on World of Warcraft.
So like characters or creatures or whatever?
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's the value. That's what I love about it, and it keeps me coming back.
Now, they have the expansions for it, too, right? Now, are those also free?
There were two expansions, and they were both different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
The first expansion was called Curse of Naxxramas, and that was mostly a single-player experience.
Okay.
That's what you were looking at me doing before.
You were playing the computer.
I was facing one of the heroic bosses. That's the highest difficulty level.
Okay.
Anyway, and there were about 30 new cards.
And that changed the meta significantly. Apparently, the meta, which is the meta is a thing about a thing. So, like, metadata is data about data. And the meta game is which cards people are using to go in, to go into battle with, and you're trying to sort of figure out the metas, figuring out what everybody else is doing, and so that determines what you bring to the battle.
So but, if you were to go and get Hearthstone today, you download it
for free.
Does it come with all the expansions automatically?
No.
Oh.
No.
But you don't pay for the expansions, right?
I paid for Curse of Naxxramas.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't have to. You can, when you're grinding, you can build up this in-game currency,
mm-hmm.
or you could take your credit card number and buy a lot of the in-game currency.
To jump into it, I see. Okay, that's cool.
So I bought Curse of Naxxramas because I wanted to support the game because it had given me so much joy for free.
What did it cost to get that?
$19.99.
Not bad.
Right.
You've gotten your money's worth, you're saying.
Yeah, definitely.
I also bought Grand Theft Auto 5. I paid like $25 for it because it's a year old. This is the thing with me. I'm always like a year or two behind on video games.
Uh-huh.
I just can't justify. I don't spend enough time, as much time as I might like playing them generally, and so I can't justify paying $60. I'll wait. And I came across the Grand Theft Auto 5 thing because I guess they re-released it for PlayStation 4, and that made me think, I haven't played this.
Okay.
Because I played the previous ones. And Grand Theft Auto is this big world, for listeners that aren't familiar with this. It's this big world. It made, you know, history years ago, I think, for being like the big first game that you can just kind of go throughout an entire city in, which is that's huge for video gaming, and that you could select which direction you wanted to go and kind of do your own thing. And there's this whole sandbox world that you can interact
with.
Grand
Theft Auto 3.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 3. Well, the first two games sort of had that, too. I never played them, but they were not immersive.
Yeah, the first two games were top-down. They took place in England, and they kind of gave me the feel of one of those gritty crime, English crime movies, like, I don't know, Dog Day Afternoon, somewhere. With Bob
Hoskins.
Did you
play those games? Because I never did play them.
No, but I watched my buddy Jesse play them.
So they've always had similar mechanics over the years. So, you know, you can jack cars from people. You can kill random people.
Grand Theft Auto.
You go on just crazy crime sprees, and that's what the game's all about. It's about, you know, you being able to do all these criminal things that would normally get you locked up or the electric chair or something like that. And wrapped around that is a plot, which is well written. The plot of GTA 5 was, you know, it's well done. One of the things they do differently in GTA 5 compared to the previous episodes is that you actually have multiple characters in this one. There's three main characters, and they work together as, you know, sort of a squad of badasses, I guess. And, you know, you can switch in the middle of, like, a firefight. You can switch from one character to another character. That, for me, was new. I'd never played a game like that before. I'm sure there are others that do that sort of thing, but for Grand Theft Auto, that was kind of a new thing, and it was cool. And the other thing that was new with Grand Theft Auto 5, again, great storytelling, great game engine, the physics are awesome, the explosions, I mean, everything. There's nothing to not like, for the most part, with the exception of the torture scene. That bothered the hell out of me. That's my one critique, is that I would like to see more options as far as what you can do with the story. Like, there was one part where the feds, they start using you, basically. I would have liked to have just wiped out the feds right then, because, you know, I didn't like them. And I knew that eventually the game would allow that to happen.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, you know, the fed, you end up turning on the feds or whatever. I don't want to ruin the whole plot. But the other thing was the online portion. I was wondering, you know, is this game actually going to be decent online? And it is, surprisingly. It's actually a lot of fun to play online. So,
great.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5. That's my pick. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.